This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
How badly were you hit with the flooding that happened in our area from the storms over the weekend? It's Elizabeth and Radar on the Mix. And is more rain coming?
Uh-huh.
And how did this all happen so fast? We are joined with meteorologist Lindsay Slater from WISN 12 News. Lindsay, this just felt like it almost came out of nowhere, the amount of flooding that we had. It happened so fast.
Guys, it really did. Now, the thing about it was that we knew we were going to have storms. We knew that they were going to have a lot of moisture with them. It's just how things unfold and where they set up. That's the most important thing. So I even posted it on social media Saturday. I was like, hey, guys, I'm off. But you know what? I'm going to post about this because I think it could be a dire situation depending on where you are. And what happened is we have a stalled frontal boundary. That boundary did not move for almost 3 days. So what happens is when you get more moisture coming in, you get a storm that sits there, and then it just sits there, and it just keeps raining, and it keeps raining.
It's like you turn the faucet on and then turn it off, yep. And then turn it on and then turn it off.
Yep.
Exactly. In the same spot.
So as one storm left, another one was right behind it because that's where the boundaries are. Boundaries like cold fronts, warm fronts, this is called a stationary boundary. It just kind of wiggles. They are the worst ones. This is the same thing that caused the flooding in Burlington in 2017, the flooding in 2010, and if I'm not mistaken, the flooding in 2008 was shut down I-94. So this is the kind of stuff that happens when you have just... So we had a lot of heat that day, too. If you remember,
yes.
Saturday was so hot and humid. So that's just a breeding ground for a storm that can just bring us so much water. And the unfortunate part is we also have been really dry a lot of August. So when you look at it from a ground perspective, the ground cannot infiltrate that much water so quickly. So not to get nerdy on you, but soil pores are open when they're in a drought or when we haven't had a lot of rain. So when rain starts falling on it, it doesn't immediately absorb. It kind of acts like rain falling on ice. It just kind of runs off.
Oh my God. And that's what it did.
Yeah. Your ground can't absorb it fast enough. So we didn't get a lot of rain for at least like a week. I mean, the whole state fair was so dry. So you have a whole dryness leading up to this event, and then you get dumped on. And that is what's going to give you the worst case scenario. Plus, you have rivers that rise, and they take time to rise. So that's why Sunday felt worse, because it takes time for those rivers to rise, and it takes longer for them to recede. Most of them aren't going to recede until probably like next week.
Oh, okay.
So that was the next question, is when is it going to get back to normal? I know that they say there's a chance of some rain tonight, but hopefully this is a dry out day for a lot of people.
Right. We do have some more chances tonight going into tomorrow, but it's not the same kind of boundary. So whatever we get, it's going to be in and out, just like a normal storm, a normal system.
So we're talking with WISN 12 News this morning's Lindsay Slater. Thank you for joining us today to talk about these floods. Now, I kept seeing like the flood warnings getting pushed to, you know, 2 more hours or, oh, it's going to be tomorrow morning, the next day. Why does the flood keep, it's not raining, but yet the flood warning keeps getting pushed?
So there's a total difference between, you might have noticed, a flash flood warning.
Yeah.
So that's like what happens immediately. So my weather radio is going bonkers that whole night. And then you have something called a flood warning, which means that the area that you're in has not recovered yet from that flooding. So you're more susceptible to any additional flooding. So basically that's, you know, them saying, hey, this isn't going down. Even there's no rain, it's not down yet. It's not back to normal yet. So your flooding expectations, your flooding, you know, kind of like how where the rivers and lakes are right now, it's going to take time to go down, for sure.
Got you.
Well, is there anything that people can learn from this moving forward? Because we know we're going to get severe weather again. We know we're going to get flash flooding warnings again. I mean, these things can happen. What can people do to be more prepared, if at all?
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Sure. I mean, so the thing about it is that after the Texas flooding, I always know when there's something bad happening. Like, obviously I know. But I even went out and bought my own weather radio because I was like, I can't tell people to buy one and then I don't have one. But usually I know. And I did know going into it. Sorry, I'm at the airport. If you hear that.
No problem.
You're good.
But I would say just make sure you have that weather radio, because I'll be darned if I woke up two or three times that night, 11 o'clock at night, 1 o'clock in the morning, with a flash flood warning. That could be your signal, like, hey, there is bad flooding. My basement could be getting flooded
time to check.
Right now.
Yep, time to check that sump pump. Yep.
Get a weather radio. You're absolutely right about that, Lindsay. And I also think, too, about, you know, watching this Discovery Channel show in the eye of the storm. And yeah. I think about, you know, people running to the basements and things like that when there's severe weather. I'll never forget the point that was brought up by Radar years ago. Wear tennis shoes. People sometimes just get out of bed, like I did, go into the basement. Yeah. I mean, yes, look, time is of the essence, especially if we're talking tornadoes and things like that. But have shoes.
I got the boots downstairs.
I always, Radar, yes.
Yes, you got to get the boots
down
there.
We have boots that just stay in the basement.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have an emergency kit in my basement. So
nice.
And I've had the question before where people are like, what do you do if there's a tornado and a flood? Because you want to go down for a tornado, but you want to go up for a flood.
Yeah.
First level of your house. Don't go up, obviously, but don't go down. Stay in the first level. They're both happening at once. Yeah.
Oh, let's hope we never have to deal
with that. Don't manifest that at all.
But yeah, you talk about how being prepared, the weather radio, also having gear in your basement, God forbid if you need that. Yeah. But then again, if there's something in the basement, stay in that first floor. Well, we are watching the videos and posting this morning, and it's just shocking to see what's going on here in our communities here in Wauwatosa, Menominee Falls, Milwaukee, Brookfield. I mean, it really is just such a mess.
You can't forecast 10 inches, 14 inches of rain. You can't. That's not how it works. It's just luck of the draw as how much moisture a storm has. Now, I will tell you this. Since I'm a born and raised Milwaukee gal, I have never seen in the last 10 years, weather models do not handle the amount of moisture that our Earth currently has because of more warming the atmosphere. The more warmer an atmosphere is, the more water it can hold. So I looked at the models and it said maybe a 5-incher in some spots. No, we got 14. Ooh. I mean, that's a big deal.
Yeah,
that's a big difference too. So,
yeah.
Well, and never did I think I'd see a day where the state fair was canceled because of flooding like that. Can't believe that happened. And by the way, state fair is saying if you had tickets to the state fair, you can use them next year. They are going to honor that too. And there are some reimbursements that are going on for the show and things like that.
Yeah,
so you can reach out to the state fair.
That's going to happen in September. So that was pretty cool for the state fair to say, hey, look, we understand. You all wanted to come to that last day. We're going to get you those vouchers back, and then hopefully next year there will be nothing but dry weather.
Let's hope.
I mean, it was until the last day.
I know.
Yes.
They really do. They had great weather until then. And, you know, also everybody stay away from the moving water. There's people that want to go get pictures and videos and get close, but really you don't know what's in that water. You want to stay safe and stay away. And you said before, Lindsay, this is going to take a couple days to really dry out from all of this?
If your home is impacted by like localized flooding from just heavy rain, it'll go down much faster. But if you're, you know, like I know I live in Waukesha, so the Fox River, they shut down parts of Barstow because the Fox River is getting too high.
Yeah.
So that has already crested. It's already on its way down, but that's going to take a few days to go all the way down.
Gee.
So if you live in an area that's impacted from the Fox River, that's something you want to keep in mind.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Lindsay Slater from WISN 12 News. We appreciate you joining the show and giving us your insight. And of course, you know, we're thinking of everybody that's going through the tough time of the cleanup right now. We know the Red Cross has set up some areas in some of the worst hit communities like Wauwatosa there to help people out. Also, Milwaukee is waiving the dump fee if you have to take things to the dump. And hopefully you're checking on your neighbors. And if you want to call and share what's happened to you, 414-432-1099.